Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Spiegel and Parkins on the Score, brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. Adam Johns with a huge scoop from the Sun-Times that Matt Nagy is the next head coach of the Bears, the 39-year-old offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. Ryan Pace now has until tomorrow to lock up Vic Fangio or try to convince him to stay. Don't know if that's possible. If I'm Vic Fangio and I'm 24 hours away from coaching free agency, I want to hit free agency. But obviously the headline here is one of the youngest general managers in the sport got now who is one of the youngest head coaches in the sport to coach one of the youngest quarterbacks in the sport. The Bears have a young nucleus on offense in Pace, Trubisky, and now Matt Nagy.
And you asked earlier whether Ryan Pace's choice would reflect his tendencies in terms of player acquisition. Look what he's done in the draft, trading up for Leonard Floyd, identifying Leonard Floyd, trading up, identifying Mitch Trubisky, trading up, regardless of success level in terms of how good you think Trubisky is going to be. This fits what he has shown is his MO. Aggressively went out, found a young, exciting guy, at least to him, and has gone for it. In terms of the head coaching openings, John Gruden gets that job in Oakland. Matt Patricia is still not confirmed as head coach in Detroit.
Right. It seems like it's going to be the case, though.
But this is, so the Bears move first here. The Bears move first. Among like real genuine openings, Oakland was going to be Gruden or nobody. And when they fired Del Rio, it was almost assuredly going to be Gruden. This is exciting on a lot of levels. It really is. You know, we'll get to know Matt Nagy more, but you look at what made Kansas City's offense go this year, and it was aggression, especially when they lost it in the middle of the year. And Andy Reid said, turned over play calling to Matt Nagy. They had a very nice run and established that lead in the first half on Saturday. This is definitely what I wanted in terms of a young, aggressive, offensive mind who has a reputation for working well with quarterbacks. And all year long, supposedly he worked with both the veteran Alex Smith and the rookie Pat Mahomes. And now he'll be the guy to help Mitchell Trubisky reach that potential.
There's no reason to hate the hire. We want to hear from you on it. 312-644-6767. Think about what the Bears just did. They were aggressive in identifying and selecting a young, up-and-coming offensive coach who, based on all indications through action and words and various media reports, loves your hand-selected franchise quarterback. What more can you ask for? We'll see. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know exactly whether or not Matt Nagy is going to be great or not. I'm not going to sit here and tell you whether or not I know that Ryan Pace is going to deserve that second contract or not. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be able to sit here and tell you that Mitch Trubisky is going to be a great player or not. But I know this. It all makes sense. And it all aligns. And they're all now lined up on the exact same. We succeed together. We fail together. No more mishmash, hodgepodge, mm-hmm. old guy, young guy, consultant, defensive side of the ball, offensive side of the ball.
Man.
The GM traded up and selected a quarterback, and then he found a quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, young offensive mind who liked that quarterback, and he paired them all up together, and he did it before he could interview other places.
He did it before he could go anywhere and get a second interview. He did it before other teams had a chance to lock him in. This is
fortune favors the bold.
This is absolutely, and this is akin to identifying who you think is the best quarterback in the draft and trading up and getting him. I mean,
correct.
This really is.
Correct.
This is the same kind of animal, and they are both very un-Bears-like. This is un-Bears-like. For all of us...
But it's not un-Ryan Pace-like.
No, it isn't.
It's not un-Ryan Pace-like.
For all of us who have bemoaned the past and bemoaned Ted Phillips' involvement, and you know I was very loud on that, and we'll see. And Pat Manley came in the other day and said nothing has changed. Well, this hire, combined with the drafting of Mitchell Trubisky, does feel like things have changed. Like it is an empowered Ryan Pace doing whatever the hell he wants here.
And
this does feel like that.
It should, of course. And it's a young offensive coach who Ryan Pace is staking his reputation on, and he's staking the development of Mitch Trubisky on.
Mm.
It's an incredibly impactful hire. It's a bold hire, and we'll see if he keeps Fangio. I look at that as a secondary story in all of this, obviously, because they found the offensive guy who's hopefully going to groom and develop Mitch Trubisky. And if you are concerned about not giving the ball to Kareem Hunt in the second half against the Titans,
as you should be,
it's to a point. Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator of the Falcons when they blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl, and he got a 6-year contract from the 49ers, and he looked good as soon as he got his quarterback in Garoppolo.
And the 49ers would not undo that move if you asked them to, and no 49er fan would undo that move.
Correct. Doug Peterson's last audition, if you will, before getting the Philly job was orchestrating one of the worst end-of-game sequences in recent NFL playoff history when the Chiefs were down 14 driving in Foxborough against the Patriots, and they took an insanely long time and acted like they were down one score and said after the game, I just didn't want to give the ball back to Tom Brady. It was a complete bumbling and an embarrassing effort, and Doug Peterson got the job, and everyone in Philly would be happy about it.
You know, if you need your Bears pessimism, if you are used to it and you refuse to let it go, you have opportunities here. We're seeing a lot of it via the text line. Great, the Bears hired the choker from Saturday afternoon. Great, the Bears hired the guy who engineered that enormous collapse on Saturday afternoon. Danny just gave you the examples of other offensive coordinators having terrible final moments right before they went and got jobs and have done well. But look, the pessimism is available. I'm not pessimistic about this hire at all. My pessimism has been right there and available as I've seen Ted Phillips and been triggered by Ted talking about everything. But this just reeks of Ryan Pace. This is the way that he does business. For better or for worse, he's got the quarterback he wanted. Now he's got the coach he wanted. Now we get a chance to see if it'll actually work. Away from John Fox, away from the conservatism, away from people who are unqualified to run an offense and Dowell Loggins. Let's see who Nagy gets as his staff. Working with Andy for a lot of time. There's a lot of Andy assistants out there, but a lot of them are already working. So,
well, and you know, in terms of actions over words, right? Like, I truly believe that you can do this job in the NFL without ever listening to a press conference because you can just read their actions. What do the actions tell you about Ryan Pace's intentions with Vic Fangio? Because it tells me he intends to keep him.
Bears have made it official, by the way.
Bears have made the Nagy hire official?
Man,
okay,
man,
great.
That's moving fast.
That's moving very fast. Now, let's obviously keep an eye out. He's been eliminated. He could be here today. But you know what I mean? He might have never left. Like, they might have flown back with him. The press conference could be soon if they're making it that official. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be very soon. But what does it tell you? He hired an offensive young coach very quickly. Before Fangio officially is eligible to interview with other teams, and he blocked Fangio from interviewing with the Bengals. Tells me, just reading actions, Ryan Pace is looking to keep Vic Fangio.
Absolutely, and he's got a day here to talk to him and maybe get Nagy and Fangio together if they have not been together.
Exactly.
A day
right.
to negotiate. There's no cap on hiring coaches. You could throw as much money as you want. Maybe you got away with paying Matt Nagy a little bit less than you might have, say, Josh McDaniels or some other coach, and you can move that money over to Vic Fangio.
And you probably
want.
Did.
Probably did.
Right? I mean, Pace is locked up for 4 more years, so this is probably not a 6-year deal. For a first-time head coach, he's making, again, we're talking about the rapid ascension and the jump and all of that. Matt Nagy's not going to be that highly paid of a coach. You should have money to throw resources at his coaching staff in order to... And being the top defensive voice in the building, like, if the Bears were to have success, win playoff games, win an NFC, get to the Super Bowl, and it was because of the strength of their defense, Vic Fangio, even without being the head coach, would get a tremendous amount of credit for it because it wouldn't go to Matt Nagy.
Well, not only, yeah.
He's the top defensive mind in the organization if he stays.
As you're selling it to Vic Fangio today, as we both assume that they are, you're saying, look, and maybe Matt Nagy's saying it with you, I'm going to run the offense, Vic. But you are the man in charge. Your track record speaks for itself. Your ideas, your concepts. You don't have to work with a defensive-minded head coach who's done your job before in John Fox. You don't have to interfere or expect him to interfere. I'm going to come into the room and talk to you, but that's your defense, man. You go. You do you. that there definitely is something very appealing about that. And it depends how Vic Fangio feels about Mitch Trubisky. He's watched him in practice. He's practiced against him all year long. Does he feel like that guy's ready to take the next step?
Just as the businessman in me thinks it'd be crazy for Fangio to accept and not explore free agency. But if his agent tells you, hey, there's no head coaching gigs out there, and then his agent says, hey, this is what the top five defensive coordinators in the NFL make, and then the Bears say, we're willing to pay you that,
right,
then maybe he doesn't need to explore, right? Like, that's the only way you keep Fangio away from free agency 24 hours before he's a coaching free agent.
Is there a California-based defensive coordinator job open right now? I saw the rumor that Paul Gunther was going to go with John Gruden to Oakland. I don't know if that's official or not, but
they're moving to Vegas.
Right, but we have heard that Fangio at this point in his life, according to Hub, who talked a lot with him this year about these kind of things, is enamored with the idea of living in California as he has for a lot of his coaching career, and his roots are in the Bay Area.
Correct.
So if that's there for Fangio, somebody just sent this to me. This was Andy Reid on play calling after the game. And just like you were saying, how Andy is very good to his offensive assistants as they are in the market for jobs. He was asked who called the plays that went well and did not. He said, Nagy called the good ones and I called the bad ones.
See, I told you, Andy Reid falls on the grenade for these guys, man. That's what he does.
He's got plenty to spare.
Yeah, it's the exact same playbook that he ran
for
Doug Peterson. It was midway through the season.
That's classic.
He leaked out that Doug Peterson started to coach plays. Then Peterson got all these media requests. And then people started talking about Peterson as a head coaching candidate.
Yeah.
And then he got the job. Where did he get the job? Where Andy Reid used to coach in Philly. And now he's just did the exact same thing for Matt Nagy.
Even though Andy hasn't been here.
Andy Reid hasn't. But I'm talking about in terms of grooming guys, coming up on a coaching tree, taking a lot of pride in your assistants, getting promoted.
Look, I see a lot of negativity out there because of your knee-jerk reaction, because of your Bears muscle memory. And sure, go ahead.
This isn't a home run hire. It's not going to move the needle, all that stuff.
It should for some very simple reasons. And I know, and this is adding Saturday in. Go back when you get a chance. And watch offensive highlights of the Chiefs, or think back to the first 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season when we were all saying maybe they're the best team in the NFL. And we were praising Andy Reid like crazy for the design, the options in that offense, the different things that they do. Nagy is schooled in this stuff and was a part of the install of all this stuff. You talk about utilizing talent in a way that gives them a chance to make big plays. Oh my God, the offensive creativity. If you've been frustrated seeing Jordan Howard run a stretch play, you've been frustrating seeing Trubisky's athleticism not get used in the red zone. This guy knows how to use a mobile quarterback, as he has with Alex Smith this year more than ever. And what they've done as an offense this year, and even in past years with Alex Smith and his limitations, my God, more than 3,000 yards and 5 interceptions for some of those years. This year, more than 4,000 yards, 5 interceptions again. And just schematically, a modern, forward-thinking, very, very effective offense. Creativity. We haven't had it. We're going
to
have it.
We'll get some people on from Kansas City who know them. We'll talk to the guys during the break, see what we want to do there. We've had Therese Paylor, the beat writer, on before, so we can bring up some of that. It is official. There will be a press conference tomorrow. Matt Nagy is the new head coach. We'll see if Vic Fangio stays on as the defensive coordinator. But the rapid ascension of Matt Nagy, now a 39-year-old head coach with Ryan Pace and Mitch Trubisky, that is your new offensive brain trust in the Chicago Bears. They will either sink or swim based on the collective successes or failures of that triumvirate. Pace, Trubisky, and now Matt Nagy. Your reaction next. It's Spiegel and Parkins on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
That's Ryan Pace talking about Mitch Trubisky under a new coach. Audio brought to you by KFC. KFC's signature pot pie is filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken and veggies and topped with golden flaky crust, all for just $3.99. KFC, it's finger-licking good. It's a bold move. It's a quick move. He's a young coach with a good pedigree who reportedly really likes Mitch Trubisky, and we'll see. Like, it's a huge gamble. It's a rapid rise through the coaching ranks, and now you got a young GM, a young quarterback, and a young offensive coach, and the Bears will either sink or swim with the success of those three.
Fortune favors the bold, as you've said, as we've said. Ryan Pace identifies his man and doesn't give anybody else a chance to get them first. And he may be wrong. And if he's wrong, then he will get fired. Everybody will get fired, and onward you go. But man, for the first time ever, the Bears took the first quarterback in the entire NFL draft. And now they have hired a young offensive assistant coach before anybody else has hired a young offensive assistant coach. In an offseason where everyone is looking for the next Sean McVay, right? Everybody's looking for that next guy. He identified who that was in his mind and gave him the damn job right away. It may fail, but man, I will take that approach. I will take that boldness any day of the week, and we'll see how it goes.
First person who's gotten back to me on it from Kansas City. He's so awesome, so down to earth. You'll love him. As an aside, he's a Philly guy. We both love Yingling. So as we start to get some of the color around him.
I'm sold.
Yeah, good taste, right? I'm Fat Podcast. We signing off on Yingling?
On Yingling? Yingling's yeah. A beer.
I know.
Okay.
It's a delicious beer, okay. Is the point. I go to them for taste testing of all kinds.
I can't recall the taste, the flavor profile of Yingling off the top of my head.
All right. Well, we're putting it out there. We're learning together about the new coach. And obviously, I've got a lot of insight into the Chiefs offense.
Yeah, you got peoples there, man. This should be your guy.
Well, I wasn't going to advocate on him just for that. But professionally speaking, it's not going to be a bad thing for us. 312-644-6767. We've got a text to see if he'll come on before the press conference.
Which is tomorrow, by the way. Time to be announced.
Correct. Matt on the South Side. What do you think? Matt Nagy's the new head coach of the Bears.
That's a good hire. I think any hire would have been good for the Bears. I mean, they were going to hire a young coordinator. They weren't going to get Caldwell. They weren't going to get somebody who's already been a coach. So any of the young coordinators that are out there would have been a good fit for the Bears. So the question is more about Bears ownership, organization, and how Fangio feels about them. You talk about whether or not Fangio is going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be less about the money because he's going to get top five coordinator money no matter where he goes. It's more about how he feels about this organization, and that means ownership, how the organization is being run. Of course, Ryan Pace, his relationship with the players, I'm sure, is solid. But we're about to learn, in Fangio's decision, whether or not the Bears are changing as an organization from the ownership down, or if they're still the same old Bears. If Fangio bolts, then I think that's a sign that he doesn't like organizationally the way this team is being run. Other thing is, let's not get too excited about this hire. I'm sure the guy is great. We're talking about a quarterback that's going to have to learn a whole new system.
Sure.
So we're still 2 years off before we're going to see, like, the Super Bowl or deep in the playoffs, guys.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Lots of good stuff in there. Let's think about the Fangio thing and Fangio's impending decision as to how it reflects on the organization. Now that John Fox has been removed, it's really about how Fangio feels about Pace on down in terms of the organization, right? Pace and Nagy, and whether he has opportunities that are just simply parallel. If they're just parallel to go be a defensive coordinator in Green Bay, staying in the cold and working with Aaron Rodgers, I mean, that's appealing, obviously, to have the Aaron Rodgers factor. But if there's no California defensive coordinator job and there's no head coaching job, then, you know, you have to try and find a way to make this even more appetizing. How about associate head coach or assistant head coach for Vic Fangio? If he cares about such things, that's another thing you could put on the table today with him.
Yeah, you could dangle that carrot out there. The appeal to keeping Fangio now, or the pitch to keep Fangio, is simple. You're the top defensive mind in our organization.
Unfettered.
No one will mess with you. You get to have continuity. We're probably, let's be honest, like, we're going to have to start investing a little bit more draft capital in that side of the ball because we can't invest less than we've done the last 2 years.
And your thoughts on exactly what you need for this defense draft-wise are welcome in the room.
Right. You're the top defensive voice now. So instead of going to John Fox for what does the defense need, we go to you for what the defense needs. Mm-hmm. You want the associate head coach title? Cool. You want to be a top five defensive coordinator in the NFL? Cool. But I also will say, don't freak out if they lose Fangio. It'd be nice to keep him. And especially because Nagy is young, and we'll see how much difficulty he has putting together the staff. But the Nagy hire is more significant and impactful than retaining Fangio.
Yes, I agree. I tell you this much. I don't want Matt Nagy to have to worry about the defense too much. So that's part of what's so appealing about it. As we continue down the Sean McVay road, once they got Wade Phillips, he doesn't have to worry about the defense. Let Wade Phillips handle that. And by the way, they had superior defensive talent to what the Bears have.
Correct.
But there are guys out there who could come in and run a 3-4 effectively to the point that Matt Nagy doesn't have to worry about it too much. I would like it to be Fangio. He has the track record. And he has the gravitas already in that room.
I would like it to be Fangio, too.
Really would.
Just, and not even so that Nagy doesn't have to worry about the defensive side of the ball, just so that that's the biggest coaching vacancy that he would need to hire, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of putting together his staff, you figure Nagy, he's just an offensive coordinator. He can handle the offense, and people will want to come work for, get promoted to offensive coordinator and title and all of that. How many guys does he know? Like who would Matt Nagy's first choice be the Bears defensive coordinator? My guess is it's someone who's nowhere near as qualified as Vic Fangio, right?
We'll have to see.
Fairly safe to assume.
Who has been in Philly when he was there with Andy Reid and maybe moved on to greener pastures. We'll check those coaching teams and those rosters from years past.
We will get to your call. Zach Zaidman going to hop on, and still waiting on some texts back from Kansas City as well. It's Spiegel and Parkins. Matt Nagy is the new Bears coach. No break, but after the update, we're back on the score. That is Therese Paylor, beat writer for The Star, who during the three technique endorsed Matt Nagy as the Bears' next head coach. That was last week or the week before. Adam Johns reported that Nagy is the coach. That has now been confirmed. Rich Campbell, our friend and beat writer from the Tribune, said, look for Bears incumbents quarterback coach Dave Ragone to remain on Matt Nagy's staff. Not only did the Bears respect his work with Trubisky, but also Rags and Nagy share the same agent. Mm. So in terms of coaching staff continuity, and I would have no problem with that.
No, if it's a quarterback coach who, because look, some of the basics that Trubisky had to learn, he did well on learning this year.
And continuity is valuable.
Sure.
Just for a quarterback,
absolutely.
Right? If he's got to learn a new system, if you can have another of the same voices in the room, that's why I'm interested in the conversation of what do you pay Mark Sanchez? What would you pay Mark Sanchez to just be the third string quarterback on the team next year, just to have that player voice in the room? So there's a little more continuity there.
I want to know who the offensive coordinator is. As you look around at what's happened in Philly, they've talked about it as a quarterback incubator where you've got Peterson and Reich and DeFilippo and others who have been quarterbacks and all know how to do it. You're going to keep a Dave Ragone as a quarterback coach for continuity. That's one. That's great. Whoever that offensive coordinator is that Matt Nagy hires needs to be another guy. And preferably a guy who has called plays, just so he and Matt Nagy can bounce that off. And there's more than one option on staff, that kind of thing. But yeah, I don't have a problem with keeping Dave Ragone as long as there's another guy on staff as well in between them. Ragone, not for offensive coordinator, right? Was that
it? Just
referred
says retained on his staff, so I would assume as QB coach. But we'll see. It said share the same agent, and it's an expectation from Rich Campbell. Herb on the south side is on the score. What's up, Herb?
Hey, Herb.
Say what you want about Ryan Pace. He's been very consistent, man. He went all in on Ryan Pace, on Mitch Trubisky. And I think that he knows that Mitch Trubisky has to get on a Hall of Fame trajectory or it's a busted pick. And everything he's done since then has been to back that up. He went out in a defensive-loaded draft. He took four offensive guys. And then he looked at the timing of this thing. He lets you know that, hey, I trust Vic Fangio. And I'm going to do everything I can to bring him back. And then you bring in Matt Nagy, and now you guys just said he's probably going to retain Dave Ragone. Everything he's done is to make sure that Mitch Trubisky gets the return on that investment that he anticipates, because to me, he has to be on that Hall of Fame trajectory or it's a busted pick. And whether you think he can get there or not doesn't matter. Ryan Pace believes so, and everything he's done has backed that up.
Every decision needs to be about the development and education of Mitch Trubisky. And last year, Herb, it often was not in terms of what happened on game days. And it drove me freaking crazy because I didn't care about wins or losses. It was about whether you were serving the greater good, and everything going forward will be about that. Go ahead, Herb.
That was the only decision that he hasn't made. The only decision he hasn't made was John Fox. Not that he completely wasn't on board with it, but it wasn't his decision solely. Every other decision since then has been his decision. I think that he was willing to waste $20 million just to throw the scent off of everybody, knowing that he was going to take Mr. Biscuit to the top of the draft. Yeah, I already got a quarterback from that. Now everybody doesn't know that I have to take one number two. I think he was willing just to waste that $20 million just to make sure he can get his guy, and then he still traded up to go get him.
Yeah.
He was all in on that guy for a long time, and he continues to be.
You're talking about Mike Glennon. Look, I think they wanted Mike Glennon just to be a shield to keep Trubisky from having to play too soon, a shield so Mitch could learn everything that he needed to learn, and then Glennon was just so bad that it forced their hand, and they played Trubisky sooner than they wanted to. But I agree with the excitement about the pick in terms of Pace's aggressiveness and in terms of what the entire organization needs to be about, and that's the development of your quarterback.
This is from someone at the Chiefs, just texted me. First of all, it's Nagy.
Good to know.
Not Nagy, so we got that out of the way.
I lived this with the Cleveland Indians pitching staff in the 90s and the early aughts already.
He says it happens both ways all the time. He's not offended by it. People say it both ways, but it is Nagy. More competent than Doug Peterson is what I just got texted from. So in terms of a coaching, from a coaching candidate perspective who had been in that organization, this is someone who worked there under both with both, I should say, not to put away there to give away too much of the rank or whatever, but around the Chiefs organization, more competent than Doug Peterson.
Love that. Andy Reid, by the way, has told people that Nagy.
Yeah, we're going to have to relearn it.
Nagy is the best head coaching prospect he has ever had. That's what Andy Reid has said, and we know he does blow smoke, but there you are with somebody who's worked with both of them under Andy Reid, who says that Nagy is more competent than Doug Peterson. Makes me think about our guy Michael Lombardi and what he thinks of Doug Peterson. And I always had to eat that one along the way this year, but remember, there's a lot of people there helping Carson Wentz be great.
Chris Mortensen reporting that Nagy will also be the play caller, which we, of course, assumed, and the Bears would like to keep Vic Fangio, but they know that Fangio has a lot of options. So there we go.
Okay.
As we continue to work through all of this, the Bears have until tomorrow, right? Tuesday. And again, read their actions. They denied Vic Fangio the opportunity to interview early for the Bengals defensive coordinator position. They're going to try to keep Fangio.
Look,
I don't know if they'll be successful, but they're going to try to keep him.
We've all had moments where we look back and say, man, I was excited and a little bit optimistic about the Mark Trestman hire. Man, I was excited and a little bit optimistic about the John Fox hire. And here we are, excited and a little bit optimistic. At least I am excited and certainly optimistic about Matt Nagy. Now, granted, some of that is my nature or maybe a lot of people's nature when it comes to sports. But some of it is just, this is the sensibility of this moment. I have wanted, who's that Sean McVay? Who was the young quarterback whisperer, offensive mind, passionate, loves the freaking game, ready to communicate and sell his offense to Trubisky and to everybody else. And all the reports that we're getting about Nagy is that he could be that guy.
Well, you and remember what I was telling you, and we've been talking about Nagy for weeks now, even though I was calling him Nagy, about the thing that concerned me the most.
The meteoric rise.
Everybody loved him, but the meteoric rise. Let me put that into context for you, okay? Because now a third person has just reached out to me from Kansas City, all right? Family man. Left a high-paying job to work for Peanuts with Reed in Philly with four young kids. Gambled on himself. Now he's a head coach less than 10 years later. Darren Revelle tweeting, he is a case study in taking risks. 8 years ago, he left his job in real estate to take a lesser-paying job as an assistant coach for quality control with the Eagles, helping the team build the playbook. Today, named head coach of the Bears. So think about that. 8 years ago, selling real estate. Four kids, goes to the bottom of the Eagles organization,
works his way up,
and is now the head coach. So it is a risky hire. It is a bold hire. It is a high ceiling hire.
These guys hire versions of themselves, don't they?
Of course.
That's what Emery did with Trestman. He found a version of himself, outsider, never given a chance, mercurial, thought to be too cerebral and not quite football-y enough. That was Emery before he's given a chance, and then that he went out and got Trestman. And here's Ryan Pace.
We're really trying to grow the man.
Yeah, you know, here and Ryan Pace goes out and finds a young, precocious, aggressive risk taker.
Yep,
with a passion
for himself.
Bets on himself.
Quick rise through the ranks.
Oh man,
all that stuff
for better or for worse.
Yeah,
you better like the boss that you have hired because he's going to hire guys who remind him of themselves. Man.
People are going to talk themselves into this. And here's the thing. When the Bears drafted Trubisky, there was not nearly as much buzz in this town as I thought there was going to be. And we were there at the first day of training camp, and there was not nearly as much buzz at training camp as I thought there would be because of ingrained old Bears skepticism and cynicism that is well-earned. It hasn't worked in the past, so why would I think it's going to work now? And I'm not telling you that you're wrong that this one is going to not work out. Like the math is in the critics' favor, as I like to say.
It always is.
But you cannot argue that this is the same old Bears. You can't do it.
No, this is different.
This is a young GM who traded up and drafted a quarterback higher than the organization ever had before, who played 12 games as a rookie, who threw over 300 passes as a rookie, who threw over 30 passes in 7 of his last 9 games. Then he got rid of the defensive coach, and there was no consultant, and there was one interview, and they were the first team to hire a coach other than the Raiders, which, you know, we knew that one was weird. 6 interviews done back to back to back to back.
No second interviews. When's the last time the Bears or any team really went through like one interview on all these people and then said, okay, that's it. Got my guy. Thanks.
Right. I mean, for all we know, that there was 2 days of interviews. That's possible, right? Nagy's done on Saturday night.
So he could have talked to him again yesterday.
Could have talked.
They did. Reports are that they did.
Yeah, Sunday was the day of the interview. Could have been all day. Could have been today, this morning, something like that. But obviously very fast with Matt Nagy.
For as much as we worried about Phillips and George being there, that's probably why, just to make this an expeditious process.
Right. Go in on the first hire. Don't wait for the second one. We're going to try to get out in front of this, identify the guy and all that. Also, here's another thing just to think about. No way Nagy was on Pace's list the first time around, right? That'd be impossible.
No.
3 years ago?
No.
Well, I mean, there was some talk about that. If Pace was going to figure out a way to identify who he liked before, you know, and he likes Dan Quinn, and then...
Right, we know he liked Dan
and
Quinn.
And then John Fox comes in before. But we've talked with Hub about how he had a list and whether or not he was going to circle back around to guys on that list. No way Nagy was far along enough in his coaching career to be on that initial list for Ryan Pace.
Well, Nagy, 3 years ago, I mean, Nagy was the quarterback's coach up until 2016. He's only been the offensive coordinator for 2 years now, Matt Nagy. So as a quarterback's coach, as inconsistent or inexperienced as he was at the time, probably not. Boy, it's, you know, these guys... They get in that room and they talk about, oh, you like Trubisky? I like Trubisky too. Oh, you're aggressive? I'm aggressive too. Oh, you like doing that? I like doing that too. Let's go. At least he's identified his guy and gone and got his guy. And I'm excited just because of the creativity that Kansas City offense, man. It has been so much fun to watch them. Chris from Naperville texted in. I was watching the Chiefs game. Have seen them before, admiring their offense, formations, movement, play development, setups, only hoping the Bears offense would be like that someday. Think about some of the stuff that got you going in the early part of the year, whether you'd see the shovel forward after they fake the shovel back, utilizing Travis Kelce. Having a weapon like Kelce at tight end and finding different ways to get him involved, a screen, a reverse screen, you know, the fake screen to one side, a screen back to Kelce on the other side, all the different ways they've gotten Tyreek Hill down the field and open. Yeah, he's fast. That helps an awful lot. But the ways that they've done that, this will be a creative offense. And we'll see how long it takes Matt Nagy to get it into Mitch Trubisky's head. But he's got a nice long offseason to do it.
Tons of your reaction coming at Spiegel and Parkins. The Bears have a new head coach. This is The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Chiefs beat writer Therese Paylor on with us over a week ago discussing Matt Nagy and his candidacy for the Bears head coaching position. The audio brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Stop by Subway Restaurants for a foot-long fave for $4.99. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. What I've heard from my people in Kansas City, just to recap so far from people who are there covering it more recently than I have. Down-to-earth family guy, unbelievably smart, hard worker, rise through the business really quick, as evidenced by 8 years ago he was selling real estate. Loves Yingling beer, better coaching candidate internally considered than Doug Peterson was. Very sharp, think he'll be good at it. That's what I've gotten so far. Reaching out to a couple people who used to play there, but also you have to keep in mind – they got eliminated from the playoffs 36 hours ago.
Looking around at their coaching staff now, it's funny to see some familiar names there. Andy Heck, who was briefly a Bear and had a long career in the NFL. Mike Kafka is on that offensive staff, along with Mike Vick. down there in Kansas City, or at least Mike Vick was there in preseason. But Matt Nagy will, as a coach now in this division, if Matt Patricia goes to the Lions, we have a Matt, a Mike, and a Matt, right? Mike Zimmer, Mike McCarthy, Matt Nagy, Matt Patricia, all here in the NFC North. Going to be a very interesting division. And if you're Vic Fangio, as you are trying to convince Vic Fangio to stay here with the Bears, you're looking around this division at a Minnesota team that is set up for a little while. If you're comfortable with their quarterback situation, looking at a Detroit team with Stafford, you know, we've talked about how this is it's a daunting division as long as Aaron Rodgers is in it as well. But this is an exciting hire, and you've got a day to convince Vic Fangio to stay.
Anthony, you're on the Score. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
Good.
One thing I would say, I'm hopeful. I'm a little skeptical. It seems to me the Bears are always trying to do something a little outside the box instead of going with kind of the proven commodity. You know, Bruce Arians, you know, I felt in the draft, maybe take Deshaun Watson, very obvious. So for me, I really would have liked Pat Shurmur. You know, he's had the experience. He's been there. He's done it. And even Josh McDaniels second, if he didn't want a lot of control. So I'll say I'm cautiously, you know, optimistic. But again, I just would have liked something a little bit more. Okay, bam, I know this guy's done it before, and I trust it.
But yeah, who is that guy? I appreciate the call, Anthony. That guy isn't out there.
Well, that guy maybe in his mind is Pat Shurmur just because he's done the job before.
And McDaniels has done the job before, but neither of them were successful doing the job.
But maybe they learned from the first time around.
Of course. Of course. My point is that every single person linked to the Bears job, and Ryan Pace interviewed six people, every single person linked to the Bears job had questions attached to it. They were either a defensive coach, they had failed as a head coach before, they weren't charismatic enough, or they were young and unproven. The Bears went with young and unproven on a meteoric rise. And they're hoping to catch him as he heads the stardom. Like, that's what they're doing with Matt Nagy. And it's a hell of a story. It's an easy thing to root for. And Gas Money Bob, I think, is going to have won the internet.
Yeah, I'm pretty good there.
8 years ago, Nagy was selling real estate. And in 10 years, he'll be selling wine, cigars, sausages, and jardinera. Yeah, that's what happens if you win in Chicago.
That's how it works. We've talked a lot about Ryan Pace trying to build his Saints, right?
Yeah.
Is this a young Sean Payton in his mind? That guy who has the personality and the passion and is ready to step up? Sean Payton had not been a head coach before he becomes the Saints head coach, had been with Parcells in Dallas as an assistant head coach and quarterbacks coach, with Parcells before that, right? As an offensive coordinator, 2000 to 2002, had bounced around, but, you know, he found himself that young offensive mind that he's going to entrust the quarterback to.
Shep in KC Mo in Kansas City. What's up? You're on the Score.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Good.
Good. Being forced to watch Chiefs games instead of Bears games for the last 4 years, there was a definite improvement in Alex Smith when Nagy took over as offensive coordinator over the last 2 years. So I'm thrilled to see what Nagy can put on Mitch Trubisky and where he can take him from the 12 games that he played this past year.
I think that that's the optimism, right? That's why he's here. And all of the reports are, and we appreciate the call, that the Chiefs and Matt Nagy really liked Mitch Trubisky before the draft. And they traded up a ton to get to 10, and they did not have enough to trade up to get to the top of the draft. Remember, they gave up an extra first round
to get to Mahomes. Yeah.
To get to Mahomes, to get in front of Houston, who took Watson. They were not able to get Trubisky because he went 2 overall, but they were able to get Mahomes. But supposedly Matt Nagy is a huge fan of Mitch Trubisky. So that's what you're doing here. Again, to restate what's happening, right? You got a question mark at GM, you got a question mark at quarterback, and you got a question mark at coach, but they're all aligned. They're all the same type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
High upside, young, risk-taking, offensive types.
Deemed confident, precocious,
yeah,
aggressive.
They're on the same timetable, same line of thinking, same path. You want continuity? This is continuity.
You want everything tied together and everybody's fate connected? We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about one guy trying to win a game on a Sunday while the GM perhaps would like other things, and that got really freaking tiring all year. It really did. We don't have to worry about that.
So just like we don't know if Trubisky is ultimately going to be a bust or be great, we don't know if Nagy is going to be a bust or going to be great, but we know that they both have a similar upside, a similar trajectory, a similar looking perspective at football, offensive mind, that sort of thing.
Ryan Pace is going for it.
He's in. This is it. This is his hire. This is his quarterback. This is his vision. We'll see if it works or not. We'll talk to Zach Zaidman.
Yeah, if he fails, I don't think he gets another head coach.
Neither do I. But Zach Zaidman is going to weigh in coming up at the press conference. Introducing Matt Nagy is tomorrow. This is Spiegel and Parkins on The Score.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.